Governor Gavin Newsom signed a big new bill into law yesterday that will reclassify many of them. Assembly Bill 5 will turn a slew of gig economy workers into employees when it takes effect January 1st of next year. Now, under the new law, those workers would be eligible for protections that many employees get: health care, sick days, paid time off. But a lot of companies say they're not going to be able to hire as many people under this new law. Now, you might think it only applies to Uber or Lyft drivers, but it can be any freelance worker, really. Think real estate agents, accountants, reporters, graphic designers. It is a long list. Other workers who could see big changes as a result of the law are the folks who deliver food to your home, drivers for companies such as DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates. Mona Holmes is a reporter over at Eater LA and a regular here on Crater LA. Hey, Mona.
Hello, Steve.
So we spoke with you a couple of months ago about problems that these food delivery workers were struggling with. We're talking about low wages, vanishing tips, which was a big one, strict time constraints. What do you think this new law is going to do to fix those problems?
So supporters of the bill say that contract worker designation erodes basic worker protections, from really long shifts, not taking a break, barely getting a minimum wage. And so, and in the case with DoorDash, like we talked about a few weeks back, some didn't always receive all of their tips. And so if AB 5 were law, worker breaks or any of these complaints, or even DoorDash's former tipping policy, wouldn't have been an issue because it would have been covered by current labor laws.
This new law, as I mentioned, takes effect at the beginning of the year. What will employees at that point be eligible for?
Well, at present, these delivery drivers are unable to gather a minimum wage, competitive pay, workman's comp, a set amount of hours, or even access to health care. Now, the devil is in the details. So these companies are going to have to figure out how they're going to work to provide these types of benefits to their soon-to-be employees. And the drivers that I've spoken with feel like they've been treated as outsiders by restaurant delivery apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats and Postmates. And this legislation will also bring them into the company fold. But experts and the law's authors suggest that this new law will completely change the interaction between these delivery drivers and restaurant apps in 2020.
So when you say company fold, you mean this person would be a DoorDash employee?
Correct.
This would be somebody who you know, and with the benefits or with those things that go along with that.
Correct. And so this is going to change actually not just with the drivers, but within the company. You know, the culture is impacted by this law greatly.
And when we talk about benefits, I mean, full-time people obviously get health care benefits in the vast majority of companies in this country. But, you know, for a lot of folks who do this, who deliver for DoorDash or for Postmates or whatever it may be, they do it as a side gig, right?
They do. They do. And actually, these companies, including Uber and Lyft, who are also impacted by AB 5, are saying that this law takes away that flexibility that their workers have come to appreciate, where they can log on whenever they need to, work the hours that they want. Many of the drivers that I've met have been parents that are working while their children are at school. And they suggest that with this new law, that complete flexibility for their drivers completely goes away.
You say the devil's in the details, but I mean, the good here is that workers will be protected. But then again, the people who use this service, who are sitting at home and they're like, all right, I want to do this or that, it's going to cost them more money to get these items to their homes.
It is. It's probably going to drive either the monthly fee where you can get unlimited delivery up, or they'll tack on a fee to individual deliveries that customers will receive. So that sushi delivery or that ramen delivery that you love so much that might cost $10 might be significantly more.
The profit model, that's what we're talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
To make sure that margin is acceptable. What about restaurants who are participating in this? They don't have to if they don't want to, right?
They don't. And actually, you might have noticed that they don't already. There are times when you might log on to your favorite restaurant delivery app and your restaurant is quote unquote unavailable. And that's because sometimes these companies cannot keep up with the order, with the volume that's coming in over these restaurant delivery apps. In fact, Some of them have even hired an extra person just to fulfill those orders for Postmates, Uber Eats, DoorDash. But one of the things that they mostly complain about when I've spoken to restaurant owners is the cost of using these apps. They're kind of angry that these companies will take as much as 30% out of a single order just to fulfill it, and cuts into their profit margins as well on an already very competitive and very difficult business.
Well, as I said, this law takes effect in January, the beginning of the year. Are we anticipating any backlash? Do you think there will be lawsuits?
Well, last week, San Diego's city attorney filed a lawsuit alleging that certain gig economy workers had classified workers as independent contractors to avoid paying overtime and to avoid paying unemployment insurance, paying breaks. I think we're going to see a few more things just like that. But it's going to be really interesting to see how that goes, because Uber's counsel went on record saying on a blog post that they didn't feel like the new law would apply to them.
Wow. So, and I'm sure there are other companies that feel the same way.
We're going to have to see.
We're going to have to see, certainly. Mona Holmes, editor over at Eater LA and a contributor right here. Mona, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Mark Knopfler for your midday. We're in the last stretch, by the way, of KCRW's UnDrive Pledge Drive, revolutionizing the way we raise money. No interruptions to the programming. You get what you always get. And we only ask you 30 seconds at a time to think about the value of what you get at KCRW. Quality journalism, cultural and music shows that make you happy or make you think. Prove that not interrupting your favorite programs work. Think about $20 a month, perhaps. That's less than 70 cents a day to fund a radio station that's been here for you for decades. And if you contribute right now, you're automatically going to be entered into a special sweepstakes where you can win an all-inclusive pass or passes to Wilco's Sky Blue Sky Festival along Mexico's Riviera Maya. It is so important. You're not here for the prizes. You're not here for the thank you gifts, which you can find, by the way, at kcrw.com/join. You're here because you value what this radio station is about. I hope you'll join. I hope you contribute. I hope you'll bump it up a little bit. Whatever you can do in the last throes of our UnDrive Pledge Drive. kcrw.com/join. Well, coming up, the NFL Stadium going up in Inglewood has a new name and a plan for its opening. An update just ahead on Greater LA.